Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, October 16th, 2017. Many Berlin taxi businesses commit tax fraud and cause a damage of 50 million euro per year, as a survey issued by the Senate showed last year. In 2016, only one in five companies was able to provide tangible data about revenue, paid taxes, and social costs. Some drivers were also receiving additional welfare because they did not register their job properly. The numbers in 2017 are improving slowly, and some businesses have lost their licensing. It also became mandatory that the taxi meters are upgraded to record more details like the name of the driver, the driven routes, and the revenue. But still, only about half of Berlin taxis are running on the new meters. Though the old taxis technically should be taken out of business, it rarely happens, as it requires a lot of bureaucracy. Hamburg was in a similar situation a couple of years ago, but the authorities there took more drastic measures, and today almost every taxi is equipped with a new meter. One reason could be that the local government sponsored the switch with up to 100% of the costs. In Berlin, taxi companies have to buy the meters themselves, which cost about 1,500 euro per piece. Though losing their home game 2-0 against Schalke, Hertha's display on Saturday was memorable. In solidarity with protesters in the NFL, and in order to demonstrate against discrimination and racism, all players and coaching staff took a knee before the game. On Twitter, the Bundesliga club stated that, quote, Hertha BSC stands for tolerance and responsibility, for a tolerant Berlin and an open-minded world, now and forevermore. The Federal Agency for Employment will open a temporary office inside of the headquarters of Air Berlin today. The agency wants to make it easier for thousands of Air Berlin employees to file for unemployment, as they don't have clarity on their professional future. Parts of the airline were already sold to Lufthansa, but only 3,000 out of the 8,000 employees will be able to migrate to the new company. On Thursday, a job convention is planned, where local administration, police, fire brigade, an IT service company, educational offices, and the justice service will be represented. Almost every Berliner has had a frustrating experience with package deliveries. It is not unusual to wait for days for the delivery of a package, though the tracking service has announced that it is on its way. It also happens frequently that customers find a message in their mailbox saying that a package can be picked up somewhere else, though the receiver stayed at home all day. The network of post branches is thinning out, as the so-called Paketstationen are supposedly replacing them, but they have failures as well, for example, technical defects. Charlottenburg residents complained recently that they hadn't received any mail for 2 weeks. The Bundesnetzagentur, the supervisory authority for mail deliveries, has recognized a significant increase of written complaints in 2017, with Berlin being in the top three federal states. A possible reason for the trouble is that ordering products via mail has significantly increased over the last few years. Due to the tough competition, delivery companies often hire subsidiaries and one-man companies at payments below the minimum wage in order to keep costs down. On Saturday evening, a drunk driver lost control of his car and crashed into a tram stop. One woman was killed and one was severely injured. The driver attempted to flee the scene, but was held by witnesses. The car had stolen license plates, the man had no driver's license, and was known to the police. He remains in custody. Another deadly accident occurred in Teltow on Sunday morning. A police car entered a crossing with sirens and flashing blue lights on, where it hit another car. Two people were killed. Three masked men robbed a hotel in Mitte on Sunday morning with a gun. They restrained the hotel employee on duty, stole money, and fled. The employee remained unharmed, could free himself, and then alarmed the police. Friday evening, an argument between two bus drivers escalated into a physical fight when a 48-year-old driver of a long-distance coach did not allow the M27 bus into a lane. At the next red light, the 36-year-old BVG employee got out of his bus and slammed his hand against the window of the coach and entered it. The men started to fight inside the coach, and the BVG driver suffered minor injuries. Police are investigating. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.